Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 7. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And now, a word to you who are elders in the churches. I, too, am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ. And I, too, will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders. And all of you, dress yourselves in humility, as you relate to one another, for God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Once again, that was 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 1 through 7 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Humility is a virtue slowly learned by walking with Christ. Peter had a measure of humility from the very first time we meet him. He was willing to bow down to Jesus in Luke 5 verse 8. But he also overestimated his own strength and spoke too often. He wrote this letter probably 30, 40 years after first meeting Christ. He had embraced the way of Christ, including suffering and humility, and he was teaching others, especially spiritual leaders, to hear the voice of the Lord, know his love, and walk his way. We are not naturally humble. We naturally are self-centered and self-serving. We need to grow and mature. Knowing Jesus and his love means you can be secure enough to put Jesus and others first. You can serve willingly, not with arguing or a bad attitude. You can give your worries and cares to Jesus, your Lord who loves you. Feeling anxiety is normal, but holding on to it is not helpful. Holding on to your anxiety is not humility. It is another form of pride. You can rely on his love for you, and humbly give him your burdens. God wants you to experience his power, comfort, and joy. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How is Jesus working to grow you and make you more humble? How can his love give you more confidence and joy? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.